The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and let's start with this one from Good Housekeeping, A New Age of Dating. Author, stylist, and art director Alyssa Dineen shares hard-won lessons from her online journey to find love again after divorce. After splitting with her husband, whom she was with for 18 years, Alyssa Dineen re-entered a world she hadn't thought about in nearly two decades, the world of dating. This time around, the process was decidedly digital. Everyone who is new to dating, online dating, feels really intimidated, says Alyssa. I was terrified. A friend helped her choose photos and set her up on a dating app. Then the messages from interested singles started coming in. Not every date was a success. Alyssa endured rendezvous with men who had clearly lied about their age or relationship status. Some sent explicit photos. One guy spilled food on his shirt, disappeared into the bathroom for a while, then spent the rest of the date talking about the stains, says Alyssa. The keys, she discovered, are an open mind, persistence, and a sense of humor. After 2 years and close to 100 dates, she found love. Here are her top tips on putting your best self forward. First, polish your profile. Craft your bio in a way that is eye-catching, authentic, and fun. Be specific. Instead of saying you like to read, list the last three books you read. Show vulnerability. Do you cry at Hallmark commercials? Say so. And share unusual interests. Alyssa's tried-and-true list of photos to include a headshot, a photo of you engaged in a hobby, a social shot, such as you at dinner, a full-body photo, and a slightly sexy shot. No one wants to see a picture of your cat or the last sunset pic you took, she says. Start chatting. There's no magic message that will summon your soulmate. The key is to convey curiosity and attention. Resist the urge to message too many people at once. Choose just a few so you can stay focused on making good conversation. Then just start asking questions and expect them in return. Look beyond your type. The boxes we checked when we were younger don't necessarily serve us now, says Alyssa. Make a list of specific qualities you're looking for in a partner, but keep an open mind aside from that. Restrictions and prejudgments can sabotage a relationship before you're out of the gate. When I started dating with this focus, I met people who were much better for me and eventually found my perfect match, Alyssa says. If you're interested in her book, it's called The Art of Online Dating. And it's by Alyssa Dineen, D-I-N-E-E-N. From Better Homes and Gardens, the lowdown on alternative treatments for pets. As we use more non-traditional therapies for ourselves, our interest in using them for pets has also increased. What the research shows is worth considering for dogs and cats. First, massage. Nearly everyone feels better after a good massage. And the same is true for cats and dogs. Massage enhances muscle relaxation, increases flexibility and mobility, and helps speed up recovery. Massage promotes blood flow, which brings oxygen and nutrients to vital tissues and organs, says integrative veterinarian and author Carol Osborne, founder of the Chagrin Falls Pet Clinic and Veterinary Center in Ohio. It also stimulates the release of endorphins, the body's feel-good hormones. Massage can also break down knots in connective tissue, helping reduce pain. It makes pets feel good and gives them a sense of well-being. The research says massage reduced the severity of muscle pain in dogs in a 2021 study in the United Kingdom, and research suggests that massage therapy in cats and dogs can relieve fluid retention. It's really underrated therapy. People don't give massage enough credit for how much it can help with pain, inflammation, and recovery, says Angie Cross, DVM, owner of Boulder Holistic Vet. Acupuncture. A component of traditional Chinese medicine that dates back thousands of years, acupuncture involves the insertion of very thin needles into the skin at strategic points to open blockages to stimulate healing. In dogs and cats, acupuncture is used primarily for treating pain, neurologic conditions, gastrointestinal disorders, kidney or liver disease, and anxiety issues. It's thought that pain is eased by endorphins released during a session. Acupuncture is often coupled with other therapies like herbal medicine, physical rehabilitation, manual therapies, and dietary intervention, says Jonathan S. Block, owner of West Delray Veterinary in Florida. The research, in a 2017 study of 181 dogs with neurological and musculoskeletal conditions, regular acupuncture sessions reduced pain and improved quality of life and mobility for about 80% of the dogs, says a report in the Canadian Veterinary Journal. And a 2019 study found that pre-surgery acupuncture significantly reduced cats' need for pain medication in the first 24 hours post-surgery. Obviously, talk to your vet first. Alternative therapies open up the toolbox so we can find therapeutic answers for some pets who may not have found relief elsewhere. And that was a quote from Jonathan Block, DVM. Next, hydrotherapy. Used primarily for dogs, hydrotherapy can help with musculoskeletal and neurological conditions and post-operative rehabilitation for some surgeries like knee or back. The technique involves dogs doing therapeutic exercises in warm water, between 85 and 92 degrees, often on an underwater treadmill, to help decrease inflammation and improve mobility and circulation. The buoyancy of the water helps them stand upright, which takes the impact off the bones and joints, and the surface tension of the water creates resistance to help them build strength and muscle, Block says. The research, in a 2018 study from the United Kingdom, a single session of hydrotherapy helped Labrador retrievers with elbow dysplasia increase their range of motion and stride. Next, Chinese herbs. Chinese herbs are used by vets to treat arthritis, gastrointestinal disorders, and chronic respiratory problems. We're basically using them as we would use a medication to decrease inflammation, but also to promote better energy flow, says Nicholas Albano, DVM, owner of the Balance Veterinary Center in Rockville, Maryland. Chinese herbs are typically given as capsules or tablets, powders or tinctures, which is a liquid. Many of these formulas decrease inflammation and increase blood flow, Krauss says. The research, a 2019 study from Japan, found that when dogs were given a particular blend of traditional Chinese herbs for 28 days, the stress damage on a cellular level declined significantly, a change that could help protect against heart disease. Homeopathy. The theory behind homeopathy is that giving a diluted form of a substance similar to the one that causes symptoms stimulates the immune system to heal the body. Homeopathy or homeopathy is often used with other treatments such as nutritional and chiropractic therapies. It's important for people to give a precise history of the pet's symptoms so the veterinarian can choose the correct remedy, Osborne says. This is an area where nuance matters because different digestive problems, for example, require different homeopathic remedies. Excuse me. The research. While the research on homeopathy in pets isn't as robust as it is for other methods, a 2007 study from the United Kingdom suggests that homeopathic treatments improved arthritis and epilepsy in dogs and dermatitis, gingivitis, and hyperthyroidism in cats. Using alternative therapies for your pet can be an addition to traditional medicine, depending on your pet's health condition and temperament. For us, it's about the art and science of medicine, Block says. Our goal is to help them live longer, happier lives. and for finding an expert, the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, also called AHVMA.org online, provides a searchable list of veterinarians who are trained in treating animals with alternative therapies. And a quick aside, we had a paralyzed foster dog not very long ago who responded very well to acupuncture. From Good Housekeeping, 3 laundry myths busted. Straight answers to common misconceptions. 1, or the first myth, a washer cleans itself. Fact, your machine may clean your clothes, but it needs an occasional cleaning itself. Dirt, detergent, and hard water residues build up over time, leading to germs and odors. Once a month, use a machine cleaner like GH Seal Star Tide to clean and freshen. Pop out the dispenser and scrub it too. Myth 2, bleach removes color. Fact, many, but not all, colors are damaged by bleach. To see if a color can stand up to chlorine, mix 2 tablespoons bleach in 1/4 cup water. Place 1 drop on a hidden spot like an inside seam. Wait 1 minute and blot. No fading or bleeding, you're good to go. Myth 3, clothes can't get clean in cold water. Fact, thanks to improved detergents with better cleaning ingredients, washing in cold water is now a money and energy-saving option for more loads than ever. Plus, it helps preserve colors and is gentler on fabrics. From Southern Living, the Locals Guide, the South's Best Museums. Set your sights on our region's new and revamped Centers for History, Arts, and Culture. In North Carolina, they recommend, here in Raleigh, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. Raleigh's home of science outreach and education is the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, which is also the Tar Heel State's oldest museum. The enormous family-friendly complex features exhibits, cafes, labs, and attractions to keep visitors busy all day long. In the Nature Research Center, you'll find a 10,000-gallon aquarium and 3-story theater for educational programming. The Nature Exploration Center is filled with exhibits tracing the roots of North Carolina back to prehistory and includes the fossil remains of an Acrocanthosaurus dinosaur, one of the museum's most famous residents. Naturalsciences.org is where you go for information. In South Carolina, Charleston, the International African American Museum, this long-anticipated new facility is being built in Charleston at the site of Gadsden's Wharf, believed to be the disembarkation point for nearly 40% of enslaved Africans who were brought to America. The multidimensional museum, scheduled to open in 2022, will pay tribute to the African-American experience and educate visitors through exhibitions with themes of history, culture, justice, and equality. It will also include gardens ideal for contemplation and meditation, as well as spaces designed for public performances, art installations, lectures, multimedia programming, and film screenings, making this yet another great reason to visit Charleston. For information, you can go to IAA and the word museum, museum.org. And in Virginia, in Norfolk, the Chrysler Museum of Art. With a collection of 30,000 pieces in 50 galleries, Norfolk's Chrysler Museum always offers something interesting to discover. Its enormous holdings of glass objects, including several pieces from Tiffany Studios, are a notable example. There's also the Perry Glass Studio, a space for workshops and programming with glass blowing and flame working. Among the artists represented in Chrysler's American Art Collection are Mary Cassatt and John Singer Sargent. In 2020, the museum broke ground on a new downtown sculpture park featuring a 32-foot piece by Virginia artist Tommy Fox. For information, you can go to Chrysler.org, C-H-R-Y-S-L-E-R. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab, the beauty closet new and hot. Warm up to a must-have winter perfume this season, and they offer three options. Rich and Woodsy. Go bold with this luxe spritz, a powerful blend of potent jasmine, smoky tobacco, and earthy amber and sandalwood essences. It's Michael Kors Super Gorgeous Eau de Parfum Intense, $72 at Macy's. And for a crisp and fresh option, nature-derived notes of tart black currant and muted florals grounded by cedar channel chilly days outdoors. It's Chloe Eau de Parfum Naturel, $79 at Sephora. And for a musky and soft option, blanket yourself in the cozy scents of plush suede and warm cedar, balanced with a hint of rose. It's Narciso Rodriguez for Her Musk Noir, $100 at Macy's. And what have we next? From Good Housekeeping, dry clothes. Today's dryers have faster, gentler cycles to help minimize shrinkage and prevent damage. Here are some things you can do to be sure your items emerge looking their best. Shake out wet garments. As you put them in the dryer, give items a shake to help reduce wrinkles, fluff fibers, and speed drying. Avoid overloading. You may think doubling up on dryer loads saves time or energy, but that's not so. Stuffing the drum inhibits tumbling and slows drying. Choose the correct cycle. Using sensors, automatic cycle assesses when the load is dry and then stops. This saves energy and prevents overdrying. Timed cycles run for the time you select and are best for bulky items like comforters that take a while to dry. And don't ignore the puffy stuff. Filled items like pillows and down coats need a watchful eye. Every so often, pause the dryer and remove. Shake and rearrange the item to ensure that all sides are getting dry. Toss in a few dryer balls to keep things tumbling. Remove items promptly. For fewer creases, remove garments right after the cycle ends. If you can't, run a steam refresh cycle if your dryer has one, or retumble the items on low heat for a few minutes. And keep it clean. Machine clogging lint isn't just a fire hazard, it also slows down drying. Clean the lint screen after every load, and clean the exhaust duct yearly. From Good Housekeeping, ZQL's Slumber Solution is the Good Housekeeping Star of the Month. This shut-eye saver earned kudos from our wellness experts for proven results from an FDA-approved active ingredient that will help you drift off quickly. It's ZQL, ZZZQUIL, Nighttime Sleep Aid, $8. And it's available wherever you get your pharmaceutical kinds of things. It's from the makers of Vicks, who do NyQuil, I believe. Why it earned the GH seal? This formula provides a simple solution for nights when you're having trouble falling asleep. 1. Refreshing results. No need to toss and turn. One clinical study found that compared with people who used a placebo, those who took the recommended dose of ZQL or ZQL fell asleep faster in as little as 20 minutes. Always follow the dosage instructions and keep away from children. Trusted formulation. The active ingredient in ZQL, diphenhydramine hydrochloride, and antihistamine with sedative effects, has been FDA approved for nearly 30 years. ZQL is currently the top-selling sleep aid brand worldwide. It's also non-habit-forming. Lack of sleep can put your physical and mental health at risk. GH Lab experts reviewed research indicating that this sleep aid has been shown to be non-habit-forming when used as directed as a way to address occasional sleeplessness. And for a must-have for travel, ZQL's reliable formula is also available in liquicaps for those times when a capsule format is more convenient. Our experts like this option for travel, as it meets airline regulations regarding liquids. Toss it in your toiletry kit to help combat jet lag. As I said, it's ZZZQUIL, nighttime sleep aid. From Martha Stewart Living, chicken thigh piccata with broccoli rabe. We need 4 boneless, skinless chicken thighs, pounded a quarter inch thick, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour, plus more for dredging, 4 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, divided, 2 tablespoons capers, drained, 1 1/4 cups low-sodium chicken broth, divided, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 cloves garlic, crushed, 1 bunch broccoli rabe, or 1 pound, trimmed, and toasted rustic bread for serving. I forgot to tell you that active and total time are 25 minutes, and it serves 4. Season the chicken with salt and pepper. Dredge in flour, tapping off excess. Heat a large skillet over high. Swirl in 3 tablespoons oil. Add chicken. Cook until golden brown and cooked through, 3 to 4 minutes aside. Transfer to a plate. Add flour to skillet. Cook 30 seconds. Add capers, then whisk in 3/4 cup of broth until it comes to a boil. Whisk in lemon juice and butter. Return chicken to skillet. Coat in sauce and simmer until thickened, about 30 seconds. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in a large saucepan over medium. Add garlic and broccoli rabe. Toss to coat. Add remaining 1/2 cup of broth, cover, and simmer till over medium heat, stirring occasionally, until broccoli rabe is tender, about 10 minutes. Serve chicken and sauce over the broccoli rabe with bread. From Martha Stewart Living, angel hair pasta with black truffles. 8 ounces of angel hair pasta or thin spaghetti. I did it again. Active time 10 minutes, total time 15. It serves 2 as a main course or 4 as an appetizer. So again, 8 ounces angel hair pasta or thin spaghetti, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1 black truffle, about an ounce, thinly sliced, then chopped, a scant 1/2 cup, and sea salt for serving. Cook pasta in a large pot of generously salted boiling water until al dente, about 2 minutes less than package instructions. Reserve 1/2 cup of the pasta water and drain. Melt butter in a large skillet over medium heat. Add truffle and cook until fragrant. Add pasta and 1/4 cup reserved pasta water. Simmer, tossing a few times until sauce evenly coats pasta. Season with kosher salt and pepper. Divide pasta among serving plates, sprinkle with sea salt, and serve immediately. And another from Martha Stewart Living, mixed chicories with vinaigrette. This is active in total times 10 minutes, and it serves 6. We need 2 tablespoons unseasoned rice vinegar, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, a pinch of sugar, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 8 cups mixed chicories, such as Radicchio Rossi di Treviso, Radicchio Castelfranco, and red and white endives, or endives, and 1/4 cup pomegranate arils for serving, and that's optional. In a large bowl, whisk together vinegar, mustard, and sugar, season with salt and pepper, slowly add oil, whisking until fully blended, add chicories and toss to combine, season. Serve sprinkled with pomegranate arils. From Good Housekeeping, spiced snack mix. Active time 10 minutes, total time 30. We need 3 1/2 cups mini pretzels, 2 cups toasted corn squares cereal, such as corn chex, 2 cups cheese crackers, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted, 1/4 cup sunflower seeds, 2 tablespoons sesame seeds, 1 tablespoon black sesame seeds, 1 tablespoon dried minced onion, 2 teaspoons caraway seeds, 1 teaspoon dried parsley, and 1/2 teaspoon cracked black pepper. Heat oven to 300. Line 2 large rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper. In a large bowl, toss the pretzels, cereal, and crackers with melted butter to coat. Then toss with sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, onion, caraway seeds, parsley, and pepper. Arrange mixture in even layer on prepared baking sheets and bake, tossing once until lightly toasted in spots, about 20 minutes. Let cool, then serve or store in an airtight container for up to a week. And this makes 8 cups. From Good Housekeeping, onion flatbread. Active time is 15 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4 to 6. And it looks like a pizza. We need 1 pound pizza dough at room temperature, cornmeal for the baking sheet, 1 1/2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 4 ounces thinly sliced provolone cheese, 1 small yellow onion, thinly sliced, 1 small red onion, thinly sliced, 1 small bulb of fennel, cored and thinly sliced, 2 teaspoons fresh thyme leaves, 1 1/2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 2 ounces Fontina cheese, coarsely grated, finely chopped flat leaf parsley for sprinkling. Heat oven to 500 degrees. I don't think I've ever seen that on a recipe. If you can't heat the oven this high without broiling, heat your oven to 475 degrees. On lightly floured surface, shape pizza dough into a 14-inch oval. Place on cornmeal dusted or parchment lined baking sheet. Spread with mustard, then top with provolone. In a large bowl, toss onions, fennel, thyme, oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in the Fontina. Scatter over dough and bake until crust is golden brown and vegetables are just tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Sprinkle with parsley before serving. From Good Housekeeping, problem. I need a post-workout drink that replenishes electrolytes but isn't as sugary as a sports drink. Solution? Try this homemade lemonade. It's rich in electrolytes and has no added sugar. Electrolytes are minerals to help move water into your cells for better hydration, explains, I don't know who. Commercial electrolyte drinks use a basic formula, water plus electrolytes, usually sodium, and sugar. But you can make your own using natural electrolyte and sugar sources and get the same effect. Here's how you can try it. Zest 1 whole lemon, save the zest to season fish, chicken, or vegetables, then cut it in half and remove the seeds. Slice off the rest of the peel, leaving as much of the pith, the white stuff, intact as possible. In a blender, blend the lemon with 8 ounces of coconut water, which has natural sugar and electrolytes such as potassium. Pour into a glass, sprinkle with a pinch of sea salt. It contains sodium, the main electrolyte we lose in sweat. Stir and sip. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org.